Welcome. In this lesson, you'll design and sample an old-school Serum DNB Jungle arpeggio in Ableton Live 12 and build a dedicated mono sub layer, so the sound translates with real sound system pressure. We'll make a plucky, snappy arp in Serum, arpeggiate it with Ableton's arpeggiator, resample it to audio, turn that resample into a playable simpler instrument, and add an operator sub layer with targeted processing, so the arp sits powerful and clean on big rigs. What you'll build: a Serum patch tuned for old-school DNB character, a short arpeggiated MIDI clip at typical DNB tempo, a resampled audio clip of the arp, a simpler instrument mapped from that resample, a mono operator sub-split below roughly 120 Hz, and a processing chain EQ, saturation, blue compression and sidechain designed for sub-heavy systems. Step-by-step walkthrough. Session setup: set your BPM to 174. That's a solid DNB slash jungle tempo, and will keep your resample in time with minimal warping issues. Create a MIDI track called Serum Arp and load Serum. Create a second MIDI track called Sub Layer and load Operator. Design the Serum Arp. Start from Serum's init patch. Oscillator at A. Pick a slightly rich saw or a sync slash square style for old school bite. Set unison to 1 for low end clarity. Oscillator B. Optionally add a modest octave up layer for top end fizz. Keep its level low. Enable a low-pass filter, LP24 or MG style, and route OSC A, B and noise through it. Amp envelope, attack 0 ms, decay around 120-180 ms, sustain 0, release 40-80 ms for a plucky stab. Filter envelope, similar short decay, 80-140 ms, with moderate amount to sculpt the pluck. LFO, use LFO 1 shape to a quick downward curve. Assign a tiny amount to pitch 1/3 cents or filter cutoff for subtle motion. Add a small amount of noise, 10-20%. Choose a colored option like analog or AC for texture. Inside Serum, add light distortion slash saturation. Tube mode, drive around 2/4 to create harmonics that translate on club systems. Save the patch if you want to reuse it. Create the arpeggio MIDI. On the Serum track, insert Ableton's arpeggiator MIDI effect. Try these starting settings, rate 1/16. Style up or experiment with random, gate about 60-80% for pluckiness, step 6-8 if you want octave spreads, octave setting 1-2 for jumps. Create a short MIDI clip, with one or two held notes, for example C3 and a lower C2 for octave movement. The arpeggiator will generate the pattern. Play and tweak rate and gate until it grooves. Resample the arp to audio. Create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling, or route the Serum track to this audio track's input. Arm the audio track and record a 2/4 bar chunk of the arp. Capture at least a full phrase. Stop recording. Consolidate the clip with CMD/Ctrl+J. Trim to a clean sample and name it Arp Resample 1. Important: if you recorded at the project tempo, turn Warp OFF on the clip to avoid low-end smearing. Turn the resample into a playable sampler. Drag the consolidated audio into a new MIDI track simpler and set simpler to classic mode. Choose loop on if you need sustained tones, or loop off for one-shot plucks. Use simpler's filter LP24 and envelope to refine the pluck. Tune the sample with transpose and set the root so C3 plays at the original pitch. Set glide off or very low depending on style. Map a macro to filter cutoff and sample start for quick tweaks. Create the dedicated sublayer. On the sub-layer track and operator, choose a pure sine wave in OSC A, unison 1 and 0 to tune. Copy the arp MIDI to this track or route the same MIDI, so the sub follows pitch. Drop the sub an octave 12 semitones for deep sub, or minus 24 for extreme low. After operator, insert EQ 8, and low pass everything above about 120-140 Hz so the sub energy sits in the intended band. Insert utility after the EQ and set width to 0%. To force the sub mono, this is crucial for phase coherence on club systems. Gluing layers and processing. Group the simpler arp and operator sub tracks into arp group. On the group chain, use these processing suggestions. EQ 8. High pass the arp slightly around 30 Hz to remove an audible rumble while leaving the sub intact. Saturator. Use gentle drive on mid slash highs. Drive around 2-4 dB with soft clip to add harmonic content. Keep the pure sine sub untouched or process it in a separate chain. Blue compressor, slowish attack 20-40 ms, medium release, ratio about 2:1, aim for subtle gain reduction, 1-3 dB, to glue the layers. Optionally use multiband dynamics to tighten the bottom band more aggressively. Sidechain. Insert an Ableton compressor on the arp group, enable sidechain to the kick. Use a fast attack 0-1 ms, ratio 4:1, and a release around 100-200 ms. Set threshold so you get about 2-6 dB of ducking around the kick. Final checks and level management. Use a spectrum to confirm energy in the 4100 Hz band but avoid excessive content under 20 Hz. Mono check with utility set to width 0 and listen for phase cancellations. On master, use a gentle limiter with ceiling around minus 0.3 dB and preserve headroom for mixing. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't warp your resampled ARP with complex modes that smears low end. Keep warp off when possible. Don't leave the sub stereo. Always mono the sub under roughly 120 Hz. Don't oversaturate the pure sub sign. Apply saturation to the mid/high ARP instead. Avoid heady unison on low oscillators. Unison widens phase and weakens low-end power. Remember to sidechain the ARP/sub to the kick, or they'll fight for space. Pro tips: record at 24-bit and 44.148 kHz. If you hear aliasing, enable serum oversampling only while resampling. Resample twice. A clean pass for sub clarity and a dirty pass with saturation for character, then blend. Use an audio effect rack to split low and high bands and process them separately. Slightly nudge sub MIDI timing 8-12 ms for groove, but always recheck in mono. Save the resampled WAV and simpler preset so you can reuse the ARP across projects. Mini practice exercise. Complete in 20-30 minutes. 1. Set BPM to 174. 2. Build the serum patch and add Ableton Arpeggiator at 1/16. 3. Record 2 bars to an audio track via resampling. 4. Consolidate and drag the audio into simpler, loop off, set to K. 5. Create an operator sub 1 octave below, low pass at 120 Hz, utility width 0%. 6. Group both tracks. Add a glue compressor with about 2 dB gain reduction and an Ableton compressor sidechain to a kick. 7. Export an 8-bar preview and compare in mono and stereo, then adjust until the mono check keeps the sub intact. Recap: you designed a serum old-school DNB jungle ARP, arpeggiated and resampled it, turned it into a simpler instrument, and paired it with a mono operator sub. You learned to resample without warp, layer for sub-heavy systems, and use EQ, saturation, compression and sidechain to make the ARP translate on large club systems. Keep the sub mono, avoid warping artifacts, and split processing between low and high bands to maintain clarity and real sound system pressure. Quick checklist before you start. Project tempo set to final tempo so resample can stay unwarped. Label tracks clearly and save often. Turn warp off on resampled clips. Record at 24-bit and 44.148 kHz. Save your presets, build a DNB ARP template, and practice the mini exercise until the ARP and sub lock together in mono and stereo. Good luck, have fun, and trust your ears.